Good morning. I'm John Hockenberry here with Daljit Dhaliwal. Good morning, Daljit.
Hello there.
So officials in the Obama administration have been negotiating with the leaders of Chrysler, Fiat, it's an Italian auto company in Turin, Italy, and the United Auto Workers Union here in the United States in an attempt to salvage Chrysler. A deal has been tentatively reached that gives all parties an ownership stake. Well, we shall see. UAW members are voting today to ratify the deal and the wage and benefit concessions in it. Joining us are two UAW members who will be heading out to vote today. Ken Mefford is an hourly worker in Chrysler's Warren plant in Michigan. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, sir.
And Stephanie Ramberger is a laid-off worker waiting to be put back to work. She joins us on the line from Kokomo, Indiana. Stephanie, thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you.
So more negotiations, more concessions for you guys. Stephanie, how do you size up this vote, and have you made up your mind?
Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to vote yes.
And because... do you think that's the only way for you to get back to work?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Do you have any sort of promise that you will be going back to work if this deal goes through?
Oh, no. No promises. I'm just assuming if we get back to work and we make some transmissions that they're going to need more employees in there. So I'm just hoping right now.
Ken Mefford, I hear a little skepticism in Stephanie's voice. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm going to vote no just out of conscience. I mean, I'm hoping for the best, and I think it's basically our only hope. But I'm going to vote no just out of conscience.
Now, just describe to me what it is you've given up in this latest round and, the cash value of it as far as the union is telling you.
Okay, I have it right in front of me.
Okay.
And basically, I can run through it real quick. And it's just, you're talking about giving up. I mean, some of it's kind of petty, like 6 minutes on break, which is no big deal. But when you're, holiday pay, you're giving up two paid holidays. That's, it's a couple of $100 per holiday. Cost of living, which we've given up a couple of months ago, they're going to make semi-permanent, as in we're losing a dollar an hour for the next 2 years. That's $160 a month. Figure a dollar times 40 hours. And you're losing Christmas bonus. That's $600 for the next 2 years, which was right around $350 after taxes.
Well, it's real money. If it's real money, if you add
it
up with all the employees, that's for sure.
3% this year that we're losing, 4% for next year. That right there, depending, would be somewhere between $2,500 and $3,000 this year, and then about a little, that extra percent next year. You're talking probably about a 10% pay cut, give or take.
All right. Now, Ken and Stephanie, either of you pipe in here. Do either of you know who's getting this money? Who's getting this savings? Who benefits from this exactly?
Basically the car companies, because that's just that much.
No, but you got to be more specific. Is it Fiat that's getting this money? Is it the federal government that gets this money because they paid in?
All the above.
All the above.
Basically anybody that's going to get a stake in the company.
All right. Well, Ken Mefford and the union, of course, will be getting a stake in the company. How much do you think that's worth?
Right. They're getting 55%, they said.
Right.
When this is said and done.
So, Stephanie Ramberger, any idea when you get back to work?
Nope. I have no clue. Just hope I have a job, so.
All right. We've got one yes vote here from Stephanie Ramberger in Kokomo, Indiana, and Ken Mefford. That's a no vote, but more of a protest than an actual hope that this goes down. Ken Mefford is an hourly worker in Warren, Michigan. Ken and Stephanie,
right.
Thanks so much for being with us.
Can I say one
thing?
Yeah,
sure.
Quick?
Go ahead.
My one reason I'm giving a no vote is this. The last, and I think Stephanie will agree with this, is like the last three or four contracts, and you're talking roughly 4 years per contract, every vote, every contract for the last three, four contracts or more has been worse than the last. I'm just getting sick and tired of hearing, well, we have to do it for the Daimler. You have to do it for the Seabrush. You have to... I'm getting sick and tired of the union coming by and saying, I don't like this, and it's a lousy contract, but you have to vote yes. Well, I want to hear the UAW and stuff say, hey, we like this contract. This is good for us and good for the company. Vote yes.
All right, Ken. No, I hear you.
I've heard that in ages.
Let's put that directly to my next guest, and thanks to you both, Stephanie and Ken. Thaddeus McCullough.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.